Good afternoon, it's 4:30 and 87 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Cody Robinson.
And I'm Keneally Roberts.
The city of Moorhead will purchase the old Mullins grocery property to build a new police and fire station.
Round County's annual fair is set to take place next week.
A music festival has been announced for Carter Caves.
The state unemployment rate rose last month.
In sports, 100 Moorhead State University athletes received OVC honors.
Taking a look at your region's weather, tonight mostly clear with a low around 68. Saturday, 10% chance of isolated showers, mostly sunny with a high near 89. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 69. Sunday, sunny and hot with a high near 90. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 70. Monday, partly sunny and hot with a high near 91. Monday night, partly cloudy with a low around 70.
The city of Moorhead has voted to purchase the property where they plan to build the new police, fire, and 911 dispatch facility in town. Pending appraisal, financing, and architectural approval, the city will be buying the land where Mullins Grocery Store was once located on Main Street. The council voted unanimously on the matter. However, member Glenn Teager says he isn't thrilled with the $690,000 price tag.
I guess my main concern is that's just a very high price to pay for a piece of property for as small as it is. I'm certainly aware that we have to do something with police, and we have talked about it for too long. It's just seems like we've spent a lot of time on another piece of property, and then all of a sudden that just got stopped, and so it was a little hard to kind of immediately change gears and be willing to pay that high price for another piece of property.
The parcel of land measures at under 7/10 of an acre. Mayor Laura White Brown says the next step in the project will be meeting with the engineering and architectural firm to begin the design phase.
The Round County Fair kicks off next week at the JC Farm just east of Moorhead. The four-day event lasts from Wednesday, August 21st through Saturday, August 24th, and includes a variety of events such as the Mr. and Miss Round County contests and drag racing. Kentucky-born country artist Marty Brown will be playing a show on Saturday. A semi-finalist in Season 8 of America's Got Talent, he says that exposure has made him a popular pick for local events.
I'm playing all kinds of fairs and stuff. I played last weekend. It was called the Kentucky Opry, which was in Benton, Kentucky. And I played festivals, fairs, and I'm just all, you know, going all over the place. This weekend, I'll be in Clarksville, Tennessee on Saturday, and then I'll be in Sonora, Kentucky on Friday.
Brown will be performing songs from his new album, American Highway, on Saturday, August 24th at 8 p.m. Entry fee for the Round County Fair is $10 per person. Fair activities begin at 5 p.m.
A mountain music festival is planned at Carter Caves State Resort Park next month. WMKY's Ty Martin has the story.
A statement from the Kentucky Tourism Arts and Heritage Cabinet says the Fraley Mountain Music Gathering will be held September 4th through the 7th and feature traditional music from the hills of eastern Kentucky. The festival is named for J.P. Fraley, who was known for collecting fiddle titles at festivals in Appalachia. Regional musicians will jam in parking lots and around campfires, while concerts will be held in the park's amphitheater on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The statement says guests will hear a variety of folk, old-time, western, early country, and other musical genres. For WMKY News, I'm Tom Martin.
The University of Kentucky has added nearly 7,000 beds to its 14 residence halls on campus in the past 5 years to make sure that all students have access to housing. Spokesman Jay Blanton tells WKYT almost half of the 180 resident assistants agreed to live with a roommate in exchange for financial compensation.
The RAs are receiving some incentives because, you know, that is a little different than what they expected and what we had talked about. So they're receiving some incentives in terms of a credit card with some dollars to help with some expenses, in terms of a laundry service that'll help them with some of that. They're stepping up. They're being great student leaders.
Students will be moving into dorms this weekend. The fall semester at UK begins August 26th.
Murray State University says its Center for Autism Spectrum Disorders is set to formally open next week. A statement from the school says there will be a ribbon-cutting ceremony followed by a reception on August 22nd. Officials say the center was designed for providing timely, comprehensive, and affordable evaluation and treatment for children who display symptoms of autism and to provide support for families. The facility is part of a university training clinic that employs psychology graduate students under the supervision of a licensed psychologist. Beginning this fall, the clinic will offer applied behavior analysis therapy, and students will work with autistic children and their families, allowing lower costs. In addition, officials say they hope the center will reduce wait times for children to get evaluated to 3 to 6 weeks.
A release from Mitch McConnell's office states the Senate Majority Leader is recovering after a successful surgery to repair a shoulder fracture. The communications director for McConnell's office says the surgery was performed without incident. Reports came out August 4th that McConnell fractured his shoulder after tripping on the outdoor patio of his Louisville home. Since that time, McConnell has been working from Louisville. No word currently on what kind of rehabilitation or recovery time will be required for McConnell to resume normal activity.
The Kentucky miners blocking coal shipments after their paychecks bounced say they intend to hold out until former miners in four other states are paid. In an open letter, former Black Jewel CEO Jeff Hoops has accepted responsibility for the situation. Jeff Willig of Harlan County and other miners have said they're not convinced Hoops will keep his word, claiming they have been misled before.
We want our pay, but we want everyone from West Virginia to Tennessee to Wyoming be paid. All the Black Jewel miners be paid what they deserve.
Willig says miners in the South and many kinds of workers around the country have been mistreated, but he adds the time has come for that to stop.
Kentucky's lieutenant governor is suing the governor over the firing of two staffers. Lieutenant Governor Jeanine Hampton filed the lawsuit in Franklin Circuit Court on Thursday. Hampton argues she has control over her personnel as a duly elected constitutional officer. The Bevin administration has dismissed two of Hampton's staffers in recent months.
I think they're looking at trying to get people reinstated, but these are people who are not going to be reinstated, and they certainly have the prerogative to do whatever it is that they want to do. I mean, this is America, so I wish them well.
A hearing is set for next week in the case.
Kentucky officials say the state's unemployment figure rose slightly in July, but remained lower than the rate a year ago. WMKY's Tanner Boyd reports.
The Kentucky Center for Statistics says the state's seasonally adjusted jobless rate was 4.3% last month. The preliminary figure is up from the 4.1% rate in June, but it's below the 4.4% jobless rate for the state in July 2018. State officials say the state's manufacturing sector jumped by 3,900 jobs from June to July of this year. The professional and business service sector added 2,900 jobs. Construction employment was unchanged in July. Officials say job declines occurred in some sectors, including leisure and hospitality, information services, educational and health services, and mining and logging. For WMKY News, I'm Tanner Boyd.
Kentucky has seen a drastic decline in opioid deaths in the past 2 years. A recently released report said there were 76 billion dosage units of opioid painkillers prescribed in the United States between 2006 and 2012. House Bill 1 stopped many pain pills from coming into the state, which caused an even deadlier shift to heroin. Executive Director of Kentucky Drug Control Policy, Van Ingram, spoke with WKYT. He says the mid-eastern part of the United States was heavily affected by opioid deaths.
I don't know if we had the most, but we certainly, per capita, had more than our share. Kentucky, Southern Ohio, West Virginia really was the ground zero for this epidemic. Drug cartels recognized, early on that there was a huge appetite for opioids in the United States.
Ingram says Narcan is a big part of the reason deaths are down, along with more access to residential treatment facilities. Two men were arrested Wednesday by Boyd County deputies on rape charges. 26-year-old Jesus Hernandez and 30-year-old Jose Gutierrez, both of Mexico, were arrested by the Boyd County Sheriff's Department on the charge of first-degree rape, according to police reports. Deputies seized video evidence and the suspect's work van for DNA testing. The name of the victim is being withheld for the protection of their identity. The case remains under investigation by the Boyd County Sheriff's Department, and additional suspects may be involved in the crime as well. Hernandez and Gutierrez are lodged at the Boyd County Detention Center.
And taking a look at sports this afternoon, the Ohio Valley Conference has honored 100 Morehead State athletes. WMKY's Nacogdoches Miller has the story.
The OVC Commissioner's Honor Roll is awarded to students who have been eligible during their entire competitive athletic season, as well as achieving a minimum 3.25 grade point average during the academic year. 100 student athletes at Morehead State achieved that in the 2018-2019 academic year. Baseball led the charge with 17 student athletes, which was the most out of any Morehead State athletic program this year. Several student athletes in cross country and track earned the honor for both sports and are only counted once in the total. The rifle team had a clean sweep of honors, landing all 9 members of the team on the honor roll. That brought the total awards bestowed to 118 for Morehead State. For WMKY Sports, I'm Nacogdoches Miller.
We'll have a look at stocks with Bud Luke right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes in the Laughlin Building are open to the public for birthday parties, youth groups, by the hour or per game pricing. Cosmic Bowling features disco and black lights, open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. For more information and reservations, the phone number is 606-776-3457.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks rallied as a rebound in bond yields back upward eased fears of a recession that sent stocks tumbling earlier in the week. And the Dow Industrials did finish with a gain of 306.62 at 25,886.01. The S&P 500 was up 41.08 at 2,888.68. And the NASDAQ Composite was up 129.38 at 7,895.99. In the NASDAQ, your big winners were Apple and NVIDIA. And the overall market, though, had a rough week, with the Dow Industrials dropping about 1.5% for the week. Bond yields climbed back from their historic lows yesterday and Wednesday. The U.S. 30-year Treasury dropped to a record low yesterday below 2%, while the yield on the benchmark 10-year note dipped to a 3-year low on Wednesday and also on Thursday, with the 10-year dipping below 1.5% at one point. Bank stocks rallied today as bond yields rose, with Bank of America and Citigroup both gaining over 3%. The Spider S&P Regional Banking ETF itself was up 2.7%, having its best day since June. In earnings news, NVIDIA, as mentioned, very strong within the NASDAQ, jumping 7% after the company reported better-than-expected fiscal second-quarter earnings, and Apple shares gained as investors bought back shares beaten down by trade war fears. GE, which had its worst day in 11 years yesterday after accounting fraud claims from Madoff whistleblower Harry Markopoulos, rebounded today after CEO Larry Culp called the accusation, quote, market manipulation, and the CEO Culp himself bought nearly $2 million worth of the company stock. Shares of GE today were up almost 10%. In the commodities markets, oil was up 0.8% at $54.91 a barrel. Gold was down 0.5% at $1,523.70 an ounce. In Europe, stocks had a really good day, with the Stock 600 index posting a 1.25% rise. In Asia, most markets were up, with the Shanghai up 0.3%, and the Hang Seng in Hong Kong up almost 1%. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Dollar General up $2.06 at $135.87, CSX up $0.68 at $65.09, Marathon Petroleum up $0.84 at $46.24, Humana up $5.94 at $2.97, and UPS was up $2.34 to finish at $115.28. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon.
I'm Kenneely Roberts.
And I'm Cody Robinson. Now back to All Things Considered.